Absolutely.
I'm standing on location at a photo shoot for Good Housekeeping magazine, where I've actually been the feature of the photo shoot. Una here has been my makeup artist, and it's been quite glamorous today, really. I've had my hair done, I've had my makeup done, it's been absolutely incredible. Una, tell me, you obviously do makeup for a lot of the celebrities. What's the trick in these photo shoots to making someone look fantastic?
Well, first of all, you've got to see the individual and assess them and think, right, what's going to suit their look? And also ask them questions like, how do they usually like their hair? Mm-hmm. Because there's no point suddenly getting out a bright red lipstick if the person in my makeup chair has never worn a bright red and hates the thought of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like with you, I sat you down. You said you wanted the Nigella Lawson look. You look great with bright red lips. So I went with that, put the rollers in the hair, and hey presto, you look gorgeous.
Well, I was quite confident actually, because you just happened to drop into the conversation that you have actually styled Nigella.
Yeah, many years ago now, but yeah, you asked me exactly how I did her hair, so yeah, just stick a few rollers in. Then we brushed it out, didn't we? The rollers stayed in for about half an hour.
Well, we're going for a real 1950s glam look, and she does epitomise that really, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. She's gorgeous, buxom lady, which is a compliment. No, really. Seriously, yeah, it's lovely, lovely look.
And so, is there anything particular, tips at home that you would give to anyone who knew that they were going to be in some photographs that day? What would you say?
Well, just most importantly, relax. Try and trust the makeup artist or hairstylist that's doing the job. Be honest about what you want to look like in the shots, and then hopefully you can work together. And, you know, just smile and be natural in front of the camera.
And you, have you got any, and where, if anyone wanted to book you, where would we find you? Online?
Yes, I'm online. You can go to www.unaconnor.com.
Unaconnor, I better spell that. C-O.
It's a bit mad, isn't it? O-O-N-A-G-H-C-O-N-N-O-R.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Pleasure.